of Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom of two dots. Gemara is going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah ends. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Malin L'Kuhun Al Piyed Echot. And Tanakhama held that you can be Mala. And Omer of Allah Sir Eimah Sai B'Makom Sheish Orin. When aren't you Mala Al Piyed Echot? When there are Orin. If there are no Orin, you could be Mala L'Kuhun Al Piyed Echot too. And Rav Shim Gamliel says, Mishum Rav Shim ben Askan, Malin Lekuhun al Piyed Echot. So the Gemara asks, Rav Shim Gamliel, Hain Rav Elazar. The Chorah, they say the same thing. Both of them hold, you could be Malin Lekuhun al Piyed Echot. The Chitema Irur Chadi Kabinayu, that Rav Elazar says that when there are Orerim, that means two. If there are two Edim that are Ma'arer and Eid Echot, you can't be Malin al Piyed Echot. But if there's only one aid who's ma'arer, then you could be ma'al al piyed echad. The Rebbe Elazar sover irur chad. The Rebbe Elazar holds even one, aid could be ma'arer, ro'urin, could even be one, and therefore you're not ma'ala when there's an aid echad saying that the person's apostle, and an aid echad saying he's kosher. Rebbe Shim Gamliel sover irur trei. And Rebbe Shim Gamliel says no, that you're ma'al al piyed echad even if there's one ma'arer, but not if there's two ma'arim. So the Gemara says, you can't say that. V'homar Rabbi Yochanan, divrei hakolein iru pachad mishnayim. No such thing as an iru less than two edim. Unless two edim come and a ma'arim and say that they have reason to believe that he's ben grusha, ben chalutza, whatever, it's meaningless. Rashi. Rabbi Shimon Hein Rabbi Lezer, the Havadi b'makom sheish orin lo amar Rabbi Shimon v'lahavi chad nema. Can't say that Rabbi Shimon's coming to argue in Rabbi Lezer that even if there are orim, that you believe in eid echad. V'chi amar ma'alim b'makom shein orin komar. Vadi he's talking where there's no orim. So then they say the same thing. Rabbi Lezer said where there's no orim and eid echad's believed, then Rabbi Shimon says the same thing. The Rabbi Lezer sover ir chad, have ir, the ein echad nema and alav lachshiro. That even if there's only an error of one, an eid echad's not believed to be machshir him. So the Gemara says it can't be, because no one holds that there's such a thing as error less than two edim. So the Gemara says now the following. The error doesn't mean that they're vade saying that he's possible. They just say that we know that there's a rumor that he's not kosher. Okay, in that case, an eid echad comes along and says, I know for sure he's kosher. I know for sure that his mother wasn't a grusha or a chalutza. Then we accept the eid echad. But if there's two orerim, then we're not ma'al al pi eid echad. Okay, so both of them hold like that. So what's the case? So Gemara says, Elohach ma'yaskin, de mugzik lam bi'avua daha de kohen hu. Right, we knew for sure that the father of this guy was a kohen. But that doesn't mean that he's necessarily a kohen, because he could be a ben grusha ben chalutza. So the son now, who the shayla is on, may be a cholo. The nofek or they call it the ben grusha ben chalutza. And their call went out immediately after the kid was born that the mother is a grusha or a chalutza, and therefore this kid is not a kohen. Okay, because if it wasn't immediate, the Ritva says, then the child got a chesus kashrus. Right, and then the halacha may be different. But here there was never a chazaka on the child himself. Okay, the child was born already and there was a doubt whether he was a kohen or not, who the mother was. And that was only a call. It was only a rumor. The achsinu, and we prevented him from being like, to acting like a kohen until we could be mavar, the rumor. Okay. V'asa eid echad v'omar yodana be de kohen. And then an eid echad came and said, no, I know for sure his mother wasn't a grusha. So he's vadi a kohen. So now one aid, we have a rumor saying that he's not a kohen, and an aid echad saying for sure that he is a kohen. The askine, and then we put him back, and we said he can now function like a kohen, because we have an aid echad saying that he's kosher. V'asu beitrei, and then two aidim came, the amri ben gerusha ben chalutzu. They said no, they contradicted the aid, and they said we know for sure his mother is a grusha. So now v'achsine. We took him down again, because we have two edim saying that he's possible. V'os eid echad, then another eid echad came, v'omar yodana be de kohen hu. who's saying now that we know he's a Kohen. So now we basically have two against two. So in a normal case, what we would say is, since it's Trey U'Trey, right, we, what's it called, would say Trey U'Trey is a Sothic, and we put the Kohen on his Chazaka, right, the Chazaka of the father, right, and we'd say, what's it called, that he's a Kosher Kohen. Okay, but now we have a problem. Everybody holds that you can be mitzdarif the two eight echods to be two against two. Now, if it's two against two, right, it should remain what's it called, the sofik, and we put the kohen on his chazok, okay, the chazok of the father, that he's a kosher kohen. The question is, since we so many times, Rashi learns, since twice, we already took this guy down and put him back up, right, it looks already, Beis Din looks like fools. So we're afraid that people will be mezalzel in the covenant of Beis Din if we put him up again. Tanakama sovra kima dachsine lo maskinale. Since we took him down twice, right, it looks bad for Beis Din to put him back again. Right? But had we taken him only down once, Rashi learns, we only took him down once, then what's it called wouldn't be a problem. Take him down once, put him up once, that's not Zilus of Edina. But you keep going back and forth. Put him up, take him down, take him down, put him up, twice, that's a problem. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos learns that Lechora, why in the beginning did we have the Shaila? We took him down, why can we put him up? Zilus of Edina. Tosfos says we only took him down to begin with because of a rumor. When you took him down because of a rumor, then you could put him back up. But if you took him down because of Aden, and then you put him back up, it's a problem. Tosfos learns even if one time, but the reason we took him down was because of Aden, then we don't put him back up again. There's a solution of Edina. But Rashi learns that it doesn't make a difference if you took him down because of a call, you took him down because of Aden. Unless there's two times of taking him down, it's not called Zilus of Edina. Right, so Maskin Lechashin and Zilus of Edina. Even in such a case, we put him back up. You could be the Eid Echad who came in the end, can put him back up and reestablish him as a Kohen. Sovra ananachsin and levanamaskin. We took him down because they were Edom. Now we'll put him back up because they're now Edom the other way. Well, the Zilus, the Beit Din, lochashin. We're not afraid that people are going to be mezalzel in the Beis Din because they don't know what they're doing. They'll understand that the evidence that was presented to them changed and therefore they changed their mind. Rashi. If it's only a rumor, then an Eid Echad is believed. No. The Nothak Alei Kola. Kol bi Alma velo Eidus. There was a rumor, but no Eidus. Okay, stop. We heard a rumor, people saying that they think he's a Ben Grusha. Vachsine, we took him down, min HaKahuna. Right? We said that he can't no longer function like a Kohen till the Kumivar. Ad Shiyivdiku Es HaDover. Normally we wouldn't go after rumors, but here by kahuna we made a maila that until we can mevarer we don't let him function as a kohen. Vaskine, and then an Eid Echad came and said and dispelled the rumor. He's vari a kosher kohen. The mamakum kol havichad mehemen. Where it's only against the rumor, an Eid Echad is believed 100%. Right? Eid Echad nemun bisurim. So therefore, what's it called? We put him back and let him function as a kohen. And then two Edom came and said he's possible. So now the Eid Echad is bottle. And then another Eid Echad came and said he's kosher. Now we have two against two, so we put him on the chazok of the father. Now we think that both of them hold that the two Eid Echads, even though they didn't give testimony in front of each other, they gave at different times, were mitzarif them, and they considered like two Eidim. T'chayshin on l'zilus l'beidina, shahuridu shnei pami. Rashi learns the reason is zilus l'beidina, because we took him down twice. Now to put him back up, after taking him down, putting him up, taking him down twice, that's zilus l'beidina. But it had only been once, like the first case, where a rumor came, we took him down, then if an Eid Echad comes, we put him back up. It's only zilus l'beidina if you did it twice. Like I told you, Tosa says, no, it's not a question of twice or once. It's a question of why you took him down. If you took him down because of a rumor, there's no problem with putting him back up. But if you took him down because of Edus, and then you put him back up because of new Edus, that looks already Zilus of Edina. V'hainu shiyoridu shnei pam v'ashav yalu v'yavatlu divreyam. V'hainu dekomer abalazer d'ma'achar shoridinu alpi ha'olrin ein mailen alpi eid zeh hasheni afopishyesh tzar from achar. Even though now we have enough reason to put him back up, we don't do that because it looks bad for Beis Din. V'anan maskinen lei v'kashya treyu treyinu l'chor al-mais is still a suffix. There's two edim saying he's kosher and two edim saying he's possible. So why do we now consider him kosher? Oki treyla bahade trey v'okmina nachazoki kamaisa daskini al peyek erishon shunema. Put him back on the original. He had a cheskes kasherus from the first aid who said he's kosher, right? First aid said he was not a ben grusha ben chalutza, right? L'chor, if there wouldn't have been a call to begin with, we wouldn't need that first aid to make him a chazaka, because he would have had a chazaka from the father immediately when he's born. But here, as soon as he was born, there was already a call. To harkati ain't orin, to call lav orin. Right? Call is not orin. Orin means that you had testimony that he is no good. Mara says, if that's the case, then even if two people came in the end, should be the same problem of zilus levedina. Afilu trei also bahadi hadadi nomi bepam shni alur abalazul maskinin lei. So why did the Gemara say only this case where one came and then two came and then another one came? Tell me, Pasha. Two people came and two people came. So Gemara says, no. Maski floravashi. Yochi afilu trei trei nami. That's the case. And even if two came together and another two came together, be the same problem. Right? There was a call and then two Adam came and said that he's kosher. And then, what's it called? We made him kosher again. And then two Adam came and said that he's posel, right? So the same kind of, should be the same Shiloh. Do we put him back up or not? Why does it have to be that one and then another one or whatever? Elom Ravashi the Mitzstarfim Le'edus Kamiflegei. The Machlokis is exactly that point. Can you count these two separate Eidechods as two Adam? Since they didn't testify together. The plukes of the Hani Tanoi, and they're arguing in the Machlokas of the following Tanoi. The Tanya, Ein Edusim Mitzarefes Hachiru Shneim Keechod. Right? The Tanakama holds that you can't have Edus unless the Edim saw the thing together. Unless they saw it together, they can't be Edim. Okay? Surely, okay, that's that. The Edim have to see the thing together. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karchom Arfilu Bezachar Zeh. Even if they didn't see together. For instance, one aid saw the halva that Reuven loaned Shimon $100. The other aid didn't see that, but he came by later and he heard Reuven bemolde that he owes Shimon $100. So they're both testifying the same thing, but they didn't see it at the same time. One saw the halva and one saw the hodah. Right? Still the mitzvah. The ein edusim miskayem is a base not shiru shneim keechad. However, Yeshua holds also they don't have to see it together, but they have to testify together, and they don't consider to aid them unless they testify together in Beis Din, tochidei dibur of each other. And Rav Nosson Omer shomim dvarav shel zeh hayom kshiyavu chaveru lemacher shomim dvarav. Not only don't they have to see it together, they don't have to testify together either. And one can testify today, and another aid show up tomorrow, and we mitzar if they're aiders together. This is all in Dine Momenus, not in Dine Nefoshes. Okay. Rashi. Afilu trei osu bahadei hadodi, nomi bapam shni ala rebelez alo maskinu leif. It'll be a second time, we wouldn't put him up. Why do we have to have the case where one, and then two, and then one? Ad shiiru shneem keechot eso aiders. So the Tanakama holds that Eidus is not Eidus unless you saw it together. Lafuke echadom rebefonei hilvo, the echadom rebefonei holdolo alai. Where they didn't see the same thing, but they're basically testifying to the same thing. Right? One aid saw that Reuven loaned Shimon $100, he saw the transaction. The other aid came by later and he heard Reuven admit, Shimon admit that Reuven loaned him $100. That, according to the Tanakhama, wouldn't be good. Even if they saw it together, right? It's not good edus unless they, what's it called, they came together. That's a different machlokas. It's nothing to do with the first one. Two different machlokas over here. One is, in order to be considered a pair of edim, do they have to see the thing together? That's one machlokas. Second machlokas is, even if you hold that They don't have to see it together. Or they do have to see it together. There's another machlokas. Do they have to be made together or not? Okay. It's two independent machlokas. The lav Yeshua ben Karcha Komerla. The laws of Rab Shimon bepluksa Rab Nosson Rabban and Plige. They're arguing in the second machlokas whether two Edim who don't come to be made at the same time, they come at different times, if you mitzarif them to make them into one pair of two Edim. Or no, each one is considered an Ed Echad by himself, and therefore in that case, where there's two Edim against two separate ones, the mitvatel, each one, wouldn't be Trey anymore. Okay, let's just learn the Mishnah and then we'll leave the Gemara for tomorrow, for Sunday. Ho'isha shenech b'sha b'idei ovdei kochavim al-yidei mama muteris l'bayla al-yidei nefashis asura l'bayla. Here, Pashtus, it's talking even about a what's it called, an Eishes Yisrael. So Rashi learned. Regular woman. And she was captured, taken captive for ransom, for money. So if that's the case, the Goyim were very careful with her not to do anything because they want their money. So if she was captured for the sake of money, we assume that the Goyim don't violate her because she's a precious commodity to them. And also, there's no reason why she should volunteer to live with them. She knows that eventually she'll be ransomed. She's going back to her husband, so she doesn't want to become usher to her husband. And she, what's it called, there's no reason for her to try to find favor in these people's eyes. It's a matter of money. She knows they're not going to hurt her, whatever. Okay. So then she's muteris labayla, al yedei nefashos, but if they got her, and they're going to kill her, right, they captured her or whatever, and they plan to execute her. So then, shasur labayla. Why? Because even if she's an Eishes Yisrael, we're afraid that to find favor in their eyes, she volunteered to live with them. Or, because she knows that eventually she's going to be killed, she's never going back to her husband, so, you know, why, you know, we drink and be merry, you know, they're going to be, what difference does it make if I'm also to my husband or not, so I might as well enjoy my last minutes in this world. Rashi. Ayidei mama, muteris labayla, demarasasi lahavsid mamonam, veinam afkirin osa. Because the Goyim who captured her are afraid to bother with her because they lose their money. So they treat her as a precious commodity. Ayyadei nefashis, shahaisan idonis lamadis. They captured her because they, for whatever reason, gave her a death penalty. And they're going to execute her. Asur labayla. The hoil the noagim bohefker, choshin shemen isratza be'echad mehem. Even not an Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen were afraid that maybe they raped her. And she's also to her husband. Benesis Israel, only if she did it Beratzah. So we're afraid that she initiated it. It's a big machlokas over here, and we'll speak about it on Sunday. Right? Is that called onus or not? Since the Maisa, she's only agreeing because she's afraid they're going to kill her. So maybe that's called onus. Or maybe not. Onus is only where somebody comes and says, live with me or I'll kill you. So he initiated it. But if she initiates it from Rashi's Mashra, that's called Ratzah. Right? You're doing it Baratzon. You have a reason why you agree to that. Because you're afraid of what's going to be. But you initiate it, that's called Ratzon. Onus is where somebody forces you to do something. Right? We'll see on Sunday, maybe that answers a Rambam. If you go Rambam, the difference between where a goy comes and puts a gun to your head and you're over an Isser, or you have a serious disease and you are over an Isser to be merapid the disease, right, even though both the Chora and Onus, right, but we'll see that what's it called, that in one case the Rambam holds that you don't get Misa if you do it, and the other case the Rambam holds you do get Misa if you do it.
But Chavov on the days Ho'isha shenech b'sho b'idei olti kuchov ma'idei mamon muteris labayla idei nefashos asur labayla. We learned already that the woman that was captured, held captive for ransom, for money purposes, so the Goyim are afraid to molest her because it'll destroy their chances of getting money. So therefore, she's mutter to her husband. Tosis says even a Kohen, because we assume that they didn't touch her at all. Not only she didn't agree, but they didn't force her either. But if Agidei Nefashos, if she was captured and they're either going to kill her, yeah, they're going to kill her,
then or we'll see, the Gemara is going to say that it's not that necessarily they're going to kill her, but because her husband did something that he's chayiv misa, so they're mafker the wives, so then they're not afraid to do anything to her, and she's also even to her husband the Yisrael, according to most Rishonim. Rashi says for sure like that, because we're afraid that she agreed to save her life. She initiated what's it called, living with the goy, in order to get him not to kill her. And that, Rashi holds, is not called onus. That's called, she's also to her husband from that, since she initiated it. Rashi. Al yidei mamon muteris labayla, demirasasi lahafsid mamonam, because the goyim are afraid to lose their money. Ve'ena mafkirin also, and therefore they don't molest her. Al yidei defasa, shehoysen idonis lamavis, right? Rashi says that Havamin the Gemara was, and worse is not like that, that she was judged to for a capital case, and going to be executed. Then Asur Labayla, the Hoyle the Nogim Bahefker, Choshin Sheminis Ratzah Be'echad Mehim, refayed that she agreed to live with the guy in order to find favor in his eyes, he shouldn't kill him. Okay, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Omer Rav, Lo shonu ela shiyad Yisrael takif al ovdei kochavim, aval yad ovdei kochavim takif al atzman, afil al yidei momen asur labayla. Right, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak said in the name of Rav, that this halach in the Mishnah, that she's mutter to her husband, if it was only al yidei momen, that's where Jews are more powerful or have sleep over the goyim. So they're afraid to do something, they'll lose their money. But if the goyim are in control, then they're not afraid of anybody. And even with mamon, they won't be afraid to molest her. Rashi, lo shonu dal yidei mamon muteris labayla, ela shiyad Yisrael takif al ovdei kochavim, v'yireyem laso shelo kedin shem yafsid lamonah. And therefore they're afraid if they molest her they'll lose the money, and they are kafuf to us. But if we are kafuf to them, and that's a euphemism, yedeya ovdei kochavim takif al atzman means really takif al Yisrael, but it doesn't want to say that, so it said it al atzman, on themselves. So then even if it's mamon, she's awesome. Okay, that's what Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak said, name of Rav. Mosiv Rava, Heid Reb Yossi HaKohen, Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov, Al Bas Yisrael Shehura No Be'ashkelon, V'richikoa B'nei Mishpachtov. Right, this is a Mishnah idiot that Reb Yossi HaKohen, Reb Zechariah ben Akatzov, gave the following testimony, that a case happened of a Bas Yisrael Shehura No Be'ashkelon. What happened was that the mafia, they owed money to a goy, and he took the wife as a mashkin, as a security for the loan, and they were what's it called, the family therefore was afraid that she had relations with the goy who took her as the mashka. She had edim that were made that she never was alone with the goy, and she still tahor. If you believe the edim that she was taken as a mashkin, then believe them that she was katar. If you don't believe her, then al tamir shorun, don't believe that she was taken as a mashkin. The only way we know she was taken as a mashkin is from these eidim. So either you accept the eidim, or you don't accept the eidim. So therefore, but they were telling them not to be marachik. This woman, she's kosher. Versus the ha'ashkelon diyadov di kochom takiv alatzman. Ashkelon was first of all in Eretz Plishtim, and the Goyim there were in control. And also Rashi says it's after the Golus, so the Goyim are controlled everywhere. So we don't have that kind of control anymore. Uktani hurana in Nech B'Sholo. Mashma only hurana. Hurana is where she went, what's it called, Midas. Okay, they made a deal. They loaned money, and they didn't take her against her will to be the mashkin. The husband gave her up as a mashkin on the loan. Okay, And then, therefore, in their laws, the halacha is that if he doesn't pay, that's it. She belongs to them. And do what they want with her. So there, what's it called, we're afraid that since if they don't pay up the loan, she's in their hands completely, they can do whatever they want with her. So that's why you needed Eidim that she was tar. But if it would have been a case where they took her illegally, right, and eventually they're going to have to give her back, then it's mashma that they would be afraid to molest her. And even though it's yad olti kochav and takifa, still, it, since it's only al yedei mamon, should be mutter. Not like Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda said. Rav Yitzchak said. Right? So that's a kasha on him. Here it's mashma, only the case of hurana do you need Eidim. Because over here it's worse than nechbisha. Nechbisha, where they capture her for money, they're afraid to molest her. Even if yad akum takifa. The case where they needed Eidim is by hurana, where legally, at least according to their laws, she would be theirs if he didn't pay the loan. So why they're not afraid to molest her? So you see, not like Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Morris says, no, hu adin afilu nechbisha. It's lav dafka hurana. Even the case where nechbisha, where she was taken illegally, still they're afraid to molest her. What's it called? Still, what's it called? We need Eidim. And they aren't afraid to molest her, right? Why is the case of Hurana? Maisa Shahoya, Kachoya, because that's what happened. They were just reporting the case. They weren't saying that that was significant to the case, they just were reporting what the case was. But then Nechanami, had it been a case of Nechmisha, would have been the same halach. Okay, so it's not a kasha anymore on Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Rashi. Shehurana. She was taken as a security for a loan. The same Edom who told us that she was taken as a mashkan, we didn't know this from any other source, told us that she's tar. So Ashkelon is Eretz Plishtim, so they're in control over there. V'od kvar golu Yisrael. Besides that, we were in Golus, so for sure the Goyim are basically in control everywhere. And the Gemara says Hurana demidas. It's mashma. Only in that case did you need Edim, where they did this willingly. They gave her over as a security, that willingly, if he didn't pay the loan, she would be in their hands. The kiven digias man velo niftes. According to their laws, she belongs to them. She becomes now like a slave to them. That's why, in that case, she needed Eidim. But if in a regular case of Nechbisha, where they plan to give her back, and it's illegal, they're afraid to molest her, otherwise they won't get a ransom. She's not going to remain with them. They're just holding her for ransom. Lo ba'in and Eidim. There we don't need Eidim. Hoel v'al yidei mamon hu, even though it's yad akum takifa. So you see, not like Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak. So Morris says no. The same halacha would apply by Nechbisha. I wanted to say the case of Hurana, because that's the way it happened. They were made on the case. They mentioned how it happened. But that's not significant to the outcome of the case. Okay. Ikad di Amrei. Some learn this differently. Amar Rava Afana Namitanina. Rava brought a proof to Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak from this Mishnah. Hey, Rav Yossi Hakoin, Rav Zachari ben Akatz of Albas Yisrael Shehura Nabe Ashkelon, Vrichakua bnei Mishpachta. Vaideh meidim alei shlo nisra v'shlo nitma. Vamru Chachomim mimatem aminim Shehura Nabe haminu shlo nisra v'shlo nitma. Vimein atem aminim shlo nisra v'shlo nitma al taminu Shehura Nabe. Right, so the brought things on the Mishnah. The Ha Ashkelon, the Al Yedei Mamon Havi. Ashkelon was only a case of ransom. There was no dealing of fascists over here. She wasn't afraid for her life. It was only a monetary thing. She was a surety for a loan. The time of the Edom Meidim Osa. Nashma, only she was tar because there's Edom saying she was tar. Had there not been Edom, then unlike the Mishnah, which says that we assume that she's tahar, we wouldn't assume she's tahar. My love, loshna hurana veloshna nichbisha. Is it not that there's no difference between hurama and nichbisha, and therefore what's it called? You see, like Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, that even in the case of mamam, where yad akum takifa, like in the case in Idias, you need edim, not like our Mishnah says, because our Mishnah is talking where yad Yisrael takifa. Gemara says no, it's no proof. Can't bring a proof from there. Though hura nashani, because it could be that it's dafka hurana, that dafka in a case where they are don't have to give her back, where they legally can keep her according to their laws, they're mafka her even the mumminess. But in a case where they have to give her back and they're ransoming her shalokadin, they're afraid to do something to her even if they're in control. So it's no raya to Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, but it's no kasha on him either. It's no raya. Okay. Rashi. The Ika Darami Lo Mirman. Some learned it the other way. So some learned it was a question on the Mishnah, on what's it called, on what Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak said. Some learned they tried to bring a raya from this to Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, and now some learned this as a stira to the Mishnah, not a kash on Rav Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, but a stira in Mishnayis. Tnan al yedei mamon muteris labayla. Our Mishnah says that if she's only captured for monetary reasons, she's mutter to her husband even without aid. Braminu, and then the brother contradiction from the Mishnah Idias. Hey, Rav Yossi, the whole Mishnah. For Ashkelon, dali de mamon, uktani time of the edim meidim osa. Ha ein edim meidim osa lo. Right? The Chora, what's it called? Ashkelon is, although that case is only mamon, and we see you need edim. So it's a kash on our Mishnah. Where it says, Mashani, om Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak. On this, they bought Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchak to make a difference between lo kash, kan shiad Yisrael takifa lo vdikochavim, kan shiad of vdikochavim takifa la atzman. That's where he said his din, the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah over there. Our Mishnah is talking where Jews are in control. Then, if it's only Al Yidei Mamon, they're afraid to do anything, and we assume she's tahar. But the case of in Idias is where Goyim are in control. If Goyim are in control, then they aren't afraid. And according to this, there's no difference between Hurana and Nechbisha. That doesn't come into the picture. Hurana and Nechbisha are the same. The only difference is our Mishnah is talking where Yad Yisrael Takifa, and the Mishnah in Idias is talking where Yad Akum Takifa. And it'll be the same halacha whether Nichbisha or Hurana. Okay. Rashi. The Ika Durami La Mirma. Lo Mas Nasni La Lahadar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Apirush Masnisa. They don't learn that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak explained our Mishnah that the Mishnah is only talking when Yad Yisrael Takifa. But they learned that Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak was answering the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Idias. B'loshen lo shanu, elo rami mirma masnisin ubraisa, ahadodi. Right? They, what's it called, brought the stira between the Mishnah here, and it's a tos, tos atfus, shouldn't say braisa, it's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Idias. Right? Mishnah Adoni, the Mishnah Idias, what's it called? There they brought Stira. Here it's Mashma Ali De Momon, she's Mutter, and from the Mishnah Idias is Mashma that she's, what's it called, not Mutter. The Allah Shani Rav Shmuel Chilik Ben Yad Yisrael Takifa, Liyad Ovdikochon Takifa. That's where Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said his difference. Our Mishnah is talking where Yad Yisrael Takifa, and the Mishnah Idias is talking where Yad HaAkum, and there's talking no difference between Hura Na and Nichbisha. Okay, Adi de Nefashus Asura. So Rashi in the Mishnah said the way of learning, understanding the Mishnah Kipshuto is where the woman was what's it called, convicted of something, a capital offense. She's going to be killed. So the Mela, what's it called, they don't care what they do to her because she's going to be killed anyway. So the Gemara says no. Omarav Kigon Neshei Ganvi. Love to ask if the woman was convicted. Her husband was convicted of being a ganav. So the minig was that if somebody was convicted of being a ganav, they were mafker his wife and family. That what's it called, that was the punishment for a ganav, his family became hefker. So now the woman's hefker, they could do anything they want to her. And they're not afraid. The Levi Omer could go and Ishto Shel Ben Dunai, not Stam, what's it called? Most of the time they weren't Mafter, the wives of Ganodin. But it's talking a specific case where there was a famous murderer, Ben Dunai, and the Goyim, when they convicted him of being a murderer, in that case they're Mafker his family too. Because he was a public enemy number one. So they what's it called? He was a terror to the Romans. And he was a murderer. He killed Jews too. So therefore, what's it called? In those situations, that's when they're Mafka the family, but not Stamaganov. Okay. Rashi, Hani Noshi de Ganve, Shabalehem Nitlin. When they hang the husband for stealing, so the derech hamalchus lahafkir beisam nesheim. So the government, part of the punishment was that if you're caught as a ganav, you get hung, and your family is it was a deterrent for people to be ganavim, because they knew that not only they would be hung, their families would be hefker. Ben Dunoi, right, in l'chora that bedinei ben Noach, a goy who steals is chayim misa. Okay, Ben Dunoi, rotzeach choyim. The Elazar Shmo, his name is Elazar Ben Dunoi. The Gemara says over there that this, after Ben Dunoi came around, there's no more din of Egla Rufa. Because Egla Rufa, we don't know who killed the guy. Here we can assume it was probably one of Ben Dunoi's group. He had a band of murderers that he was the head of. So if somebody was found murdered, you could assume that he had something to do with it. Avol Noshi Degan V'Hagon V'Mamon Lo Mafkari. It's not a machlokas in Metzias. Machlokas is, what can you assume? Can you always assume that the Goyim are mafker, the wives and family of a ganav? Or no? Sometimes they do that, but sometimes not. But in the case of like Ben Dunoi, where you had an out and out murderer, that there they talk a mafker of the family too. Okay. Omar Chizkia, Vahush and Nigmar Dinan Lahariga, another thing. Whatever the halacha is, either it's ganavim or murderers, that they're mafka the family. When are they mafka the family? Only after the gemar din. Once there's a verdict, then the families are hefker. But during the trial, not. In other words, they respect the fact that a person's innocent until he's proven guilty. Or no, even before the gemar din. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Al Pi Shelo Nigmar Din on Lariga, they're mafka the family. Because they assume that you're guilty until proven innocent. So they mafka the family right away, and then if they can prove the guy innocent, no, so they'll retract. But otherwise, the people are hefker from the time that the trial starts.